He's singing this song. Morgan. I thought it was Hello.
Hi.
Episode 37, Skein After Skein.
What's happening?
This song was called Urubaru. It was written by A.R. Rahman, who is one of the, if not the, most famous and biggest composer in Bollywood.
Oh.
And this is a song from my very favorite movie on the planet, which is called Rang de Basanti.
Ooh, that sounds like a really good dish.
I don't know, but it's an excellent movie. So,
FYI, your cat's totally using me.
That cat is a human hawk.
Totally. She I looked her straight in the face and was like, don't jump on me. She was like, uh-huh, let me jump on you.
No, if there's any person around, she needs to sit on them or at least have an elbow on them. It's just kick her down.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, how are you?
Super tired.
All right.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
No, I'm glad it's Friday, that's for sure.
That's one thing. I am actually very sad.
You're sad it's Friday?
No, sad. It's good. It's
is
Friday.
Is my boob good to you?
She's talking to cat, not me. Sad because the podcasts are dying.
Oh, my God.
That was horrible. So two of our favorite podcasts are over. One is the Jen and Jane Knit Funny. They are calling it quits.
Yep. Woo.
And then the one I'm extremely upset about is the Lion Brand Yarncraft podcast.
I'm pretty pissed about both of them.
Me too, but the Lion Brand, I think that was the first podcast ever I listened to. I'm really upset. And it's their little music in between the segments. It's just so like a feeling of familiarity listening
and Jane
to them.
Where it just brought something different, that Northwestern feel to the whole.
Portland.
Yeah.
Portlandia,
but they just brought a different feel to the whole scheme of podcasts because they're so different from everyone else that's out there, and I really like that about them.
There was another knitting podcast from Portland called Knit Happens, and that also has stopped.
Really,
but it's already stopped like a year ago or more. But I was really upset that these guys stopped. Kat is very funny.
She's in love with my one boob. Like, he's really pulling my right boob.
Oh, sorry.
Ping. I feel like something's clicking when that.
That is my
email.
What's
happening, pretty blue eyes?
Okay, kick her down. She's distracting the podcast.
She
go
is.
Down. Ding, ding, go.
Chin, off.
Meh.
No, don't get mad
Bye-bye.
At me. That's her. I'm like covered in cat hair. It's like being at home.
Okay.
Oh,
some
trash
noise.
Can.
Oh, maybe. So very sad about the podcast dying.
Yeah, we found that Eve sent me an email a couple weeks ago about Jen and Jane. And she's like, just go to the end and listen. And I was like, oh, I hope they're saying something awesome. And it wasn't awesome at all. And then I sent her an email this morning about Lion Brand when I got the email because I hadn't been on the board to see
it. Yeah,
it
wasn't really an email. It was just a no. And my response was like, no.
That was
so
awesome.
Sad. Yes. So sad.
Yeah, that sucked.
However, there's still plenty of other fun podcasts out there.
Well, see, the problem is I only listen to, okay, so those two, Jen and Jane and Lion Brand, the Knit Girls.
I've stopped listening to the Knit Girls, not because I don't like them. Actually, in all fairness and honesty, I haven't been listening to many podcasts because I've been actually talking to people on the telephone and trying to catch up with my friends while driving, so...
The Knit Girls and the Fat Squirrel, which everyone
Fat Squirrel, love her.
Love her. She is hilarious. But it's a little bit hard because I do listen to those at work. So a lot of times I have to switch back real quick and switch back. You know, like, and I make it minimal at the bottom to see what they're talking about.
I can't listen to podcasts at work because I get so distracted.
See, sometimes I'm doing stuff that I do every month and I can totally listen to it. But
yeah.
So those were my big ones, like Lion Brand, Jen and Jane, Knit Girls, and Fat Squirrel.
You should listen to Marley.
I need to start listening to Kim more, too.
Kim, I love Kim, Craftstash.
Craftstash. I haven't listened to Knit in Brooklyn in a while. I know.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean,
you weren't a big fan of that one.
It was okay. I mean, I actually like all the podcasts and
ooh, I pretty have stitch marker.
So many. Thank you. I'm knitting a hat whilst we're talking. It's a clock.
Cute.
Sorry. So, Kim Craft.
It's like we've done pot before we decided to record.
Right, we're like, whoa. Whoa.
What happened was Eve cooked for me and she made vegetarian Indian curry with garlic naan. And what was the other thing I shoved down my face?
Parathas.
Yeah, that stuff is delicious. Now I'm getting slightly molested by your cat from behind.
Kick her down. She needs to go.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Uh-huh. Excuse me. Pardon me. Okay. She was like, hey, girl.
So, the other balls.
So we're sad.
Yeah, we're sad. With the podcast.
I need to start listening to her.
Yeah, listen to Marley's podcast, The Yarn Bin.
But I freaking love that General Desiree is participating in the Epic Cow Cow. What's up, yo? Love her.
We love anybody who's
listening to our podcast, actually.
And participating in the Epic Cow Cow, because that's a crazy thing.
Because we're overachievers, and that's how we feel about it. Because there is some badass shit going up. But we'll get
and
to that
we're
later.
Also overachievers who fail epically.
Gosh.
But we'll talk about that in a little while.
The other balls, we're going to wrap this up real quick.
Apparently, the
Giants won a game. Eve Woo-hoo. Is not the hugest jinx on the planet. I still think she is, but apparently your jinx ran out that night.
Thank God, finally.
Yeah, you were killing them, dude. And I blame you. Like, I should just text, like...
Yeah, great. I'm going to get the hate mail.
Yes, you should. And you were like, go Cowboys. I'm like, whoa, we have more than enough bullshit going on in our own... freaking team, like,
don't need you.
We do not need outside shit. Thank you very much. So that's our big news, is that Eve's team got a win.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
The Cowboys too.
No, oh, we're fighting on the sidelines. It's like a really bad disease. Okay, you know, like, every family has their own special dysfunction, but mostly you keep it behind closed doors. Oh no, we're letting our shit all out.
Can't be as bad as Penn State.
How do you know about Penn State?
Because, like I said, one of the projects I work on, everybody is a football fan, and they, whether I like it or not,
they
I
talk about
hear it.
It.
Yeah.
Look at you. But yeah,
anyways.
So yay, Eve, you have a win.
Yay. Let's talk about your...
You might even have two wins. I'm not sure, because I missed... No, they had a bye, that's what it was. But you have one. Yeah, you have one win.
One win.
So let's not get excited.
You know.
I'm going to double check that. What are you working on?
I am working on a charity hat, simple beanie cap for the Knots of Love.
Let me guess
charity.
What yarn that is. Karen Simply Soft.
That is Karen Simply Soft.
And raspberry?
No, what is this? Some purple. Dark country purple? I don't know.
For those who don't know, we love
dark
medium,
blue.
And light country blue. Right.
So this is the purple. And that's one of the approved yarns.
And so does Jill, because we now all have the same hat.
Right.
What's happening, Jill?
Hi, Lisa.
What's happening?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Caitlin from Paprika Pearls.
Hi, sweetheart. I love her.
I actually remembered the name for once, you know, and it's so embarrassing because she's so sweet, and I kept forgetting the name of the podcast.
No, you... Oh, you have a bye week, or you just had a bye.
I don't know what that even means.
That means you don't have to play.
What?
You don't have... A bye week is a week you don't have to play.
Oh, okay. So anyways,
I follow her on Instagram, too. She's a total sweetheart.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do the Instagram thing.
I
mean, I have
Instagram.
An account, but I'm just not.
It's my crack next to Pinterest, which
Pinterest
is my other.
Cool.
Pinterest is my heroine. Instagram is my crack.
Yeah, not so much Instagram. Anyways, so I'm making a hat for charity for Knots of Love organization, which I cannot
Where's
advertise.
Where's your Skull Illusion scarf?
The Skull Illusion scarf, which I started when I went
to... We're at E's house, by the way.
Yes. When I went back to Europe back in April,
mm-hmm.
I started that Skull Illusion scarf. And then when I came back, I completely, for whatever reason, put it aside and never worked on it again. And I finally
picked it up. That's a really cute bag that's in.
Oh, really? Wonder who made that.
I wonder where that came from. All of a sudden I have my shit-eating voice on.
So I picked it up again.
Flip it over?
No, that's it.
Is that the right side?
That's the front side. But you have to hold it up against... It's one of those things.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I can see it now.
When you look at it straight, it's just gray and black stripes. And then when you look at it at the angle, you can see all the skulls.
I don't even know how that works. Oh, it's the pearls.
It's the pearls and the knits. And I'm making that in Knit Picks Comfy Worsted.
Ooh, is that?
Which feels so nice.
What is that?
What is it? It is 75 cotton, 25 acrylic.
That's nice.
But it's so soft and nice.
Ooh, it's spooky. Sorry.
Well,
it was Halloween
spooky.
Yesterday, sorry.
You know, I was wearing this week my skull sweater that I made that has a big skull on the arms, which is supposed to be a cool sweater.
You
know, you
were Halloween, which was very appropriate.
And people are like, oh, you're wearing your Halloween sweater. I'm like,
well, you wore the week
of
Halloween.
My cool sweater. What are you talking about?
You could, if you had worn it any other week, it would have been cool, but you wore it
Halloween
week.
So that's the other thing I'm working on a little bit, not much, here and there. Pick it up and do a couple of rows. Eventually, this thing will be done. And then the last one was my level 2 swatches.
Apparently, you've had a small breakthrough.
What
is with the shitty voice?
I finally met with one of my friends who's also doing it. And I've been so frustrated and not getting actually to the point where I really honestly, not, without exaggeration, thought I cannot do this. I am not able to do this. But then I realized and we sat together and looked at what was going on and figured out something and things are looking up again.
What was
so,
going on?
I had
maybe
every,
this is harder than an MBA.
It definitely is harder than an MBA. Second stitch, every row, especially the pearl row, I was too loose.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all this extra yarn. So I had these big loops crawling up on the side of my swatches, you know. So tighten up on the second one, not on the first one, because otherwise the sides are going to be wonky. Second one.
But this is what this is about, though, is learning that kind of stuff. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I can knit sweaters, shawls.
I know, but you can't do like a 4x4
swatch.
But
I cannot do that's exactly it. 4x6 or something like that. 4x2. So what are you working on?
I, because I have a finished object, have moved on to another project. And since I'm on my, I want to finish all my works in progress, I am back on my Hug Me socks.
All right.
And this one is all the way
down
the cuff.
Are they older than my skull scarf?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. It's highly possible. I'm not judging because it could very well be. But mine's cashmere.
And that's the yarn from Sock Club, right?
This is a Sock Club. I didn't make it into the Sock Club. It was 6 months later
right.
And I ordered. Okay, so I ordered two. I was like, oh, I would love that. And she's like, oh, do you want it on my Luxe base? I'm like, sure. Not knowing that it's like $30 a pop, but it's so smushy soft and fabulous. So I'm done with the... I know. Molested,
yeah,
right?
Nice.
I know.
That's feel nice.
So I'm done with the cuff and the leg, and I'm like a half an inch shy of my heel flap.
Are you going to enter them in the Epic Cow Cow as the whip?
Yeah. No. I start these after we started, so these qualify as my socks. My whip is my finished object, but this is a Hug Me sock pattern, super squishy, and this is in the colorway is called Ducky. From the Two Crafty Girls, and this is Dana's color from her.
Right.
I think this is on her Luxe base, her Luxe sock base, and I love it. It's gold with flecks of orange and blue, and it's just really pretty. I love this sock.
It's gonna be fun socks. Is this the first one or the second one?
First one.
I'm just asking.
I'm like,
look.
But I have a whole other skein of this, and this—I mean, Phil, this hasn't even made a dent in this.
This is gonna. Oh wow. This is gonna. Last year.
Yeah,
how
I think I may have enough.
You might have two pairs of socks.
I might be able to get a pair of socks out of this and the shawl the My Hope by Laura Linderman, because that takes more than 400. I may be able to have enough left over of this to add on to what I need to that other skein. And that would rock. And it's in the bag that you hate, my Ravelry anniversary bag.
I'm not hating the bag. I'm not enthusiastic about it.
And I'm using my pattern holder. I'm debating getting a Day of the Dead tattoo, but sugar skulls. It's in my Sugar Skull, very expensive pattern holder, which I managed to jack up by keeping my other pattern in. The ink started to stick, So I'm
you can wash that off with just some alcohol or something.
Oh, perfect. Good. Because I love this and I don't want to pay $40 for another one. So, but I love this. It's absolutely perfect. I want to take, what you call it? It's from Slip Stitch Studios, who is now fancy enough, Slip Stitch Studios. She is in the Lion Brand catalog.
Really?
Yeah. Some of her stuff is selling in the Lion. She's right in Orange County, too. I've met her. She's super nice.
Nice.
She's actually a sweetheart. I love her to death. But, yeah, I love this pattern holder. This, like, I was like, it's a lot of money for these, but, I mean, they are exceptionally well done. And they're full pattern, full page.
We can make this ourselves.
Girl, I have looked everywhere for a pattern. I found I have a pattern for a half page.
You don't need a pattern for this. You just need to find some clear, thin plastic that you can sew.
I've looked it over. The way she puts this together.
I'm not saying that it's
really
smart. It's really well done and all, but
with a fucking line pocket.
Side pocket.
Yeah. Okay. She does a really, I mean, it's really.
I'm just
really,
now everything I see.
I can make this.
I'm like, can I make this myself?
Oh, no, I'm sure I could totally make this. I don't doubt that I could, but I would have to have, the first time around, I'd have to have a pattern because there's a couple of places where I'm not sure how she makes it work. But I do have a pattern for, this is a full page. I have a pattern for one that's half plastic and then a pocket on this one. And that one I have. And once I make that and figure that out, I might be able to figure this out because these are a little expensive for me to buy more than one.
How much are they? 40, 50?
They're 45, I think.
Yeah.
What's cute though is when I met her, I saw her, I was like, oh, I love this Sugar Skull one. I want it so bad. I'm like, I really can't spend that kind of money right now. I go, but if it ever goes on sale, I'm going to buy it. I go into her store the next week, it's the only one on sale. And I made a comment, I was like, woohoo, it went on sale. And on the receipt, she made a note. And I was like, she's so awesome. I was like, she knew I was going to stalk her. But yeah, she put on sale for me, which was, I don't know, she did it for me. I like the things she did, and that's the story I'm telling. But yeah, the pocket,
very
I
nice.
Can't figure the pocket out.
Well.
But it's beautifully done. She does a great
very
job.
Very well done, yeah.
Yeah. But it's really nice. It's
and,
beautiful.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind spending money, like I said, it's totally worth it. I would highly highly encourage to invest in at least one of them.
Right.
Because it's really, really nice, and they keep your patterns nice. And she's a sweetheart. And only thing, she'll custom do them for you, like if you send her material, but she charges you an extra $5.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, never mind. And if you ever want to email her, she's very responsive. Super, super, super love her.
Nice. Well, since you brought up the Ravelry bag, I just want to mention, I just got a Knit Picks order in today, and some other people, some friends, ordered stuff with me. And my friend Sarah ordered ordered the tote bag for that Knit Picks offers right
good
now.
You.
The one that
so
says I'm feeling super fine and it has the one weight symbol for yarn on
it. Yeah, it's a get it super fine.
So, and I thought it's very clever and funny, but when I got the bag,
the quality
is
amazing.
First of all, it's really big. And it's really amazingly
it's
sturdy.
It's like JJ, what was that, JJ Bean canvas feel
it's
to it?
Really nice.
Really nice. I might actually have to order one of those. When
I think they're
boards.
Like $15 or so.
Yeah, really?
Is
this really nice for $15?
Well, it's a canvas bag, you know? So I was like, oh, it's $15 for a canvas bag is a bit much, you know?
Totally
in the
worth
back,
it.
But the quality is just amazing. I think they're in the back of the catalog.
Sure.
We just got the new Knit Picks
catalog. Yeah, which is what I'm flipping through, which I'm sure you can hear.
So,
yeah, here it is. It is 19 by 15 and a half by 5, and they're $15.99. And then they have a yarn kitten one, too. And they also have the same super fine and project bag size, and those are $9.
But that bag is...
Oh, you see, you can get the pin that says feeling super fine.
Nice.
Ah, I love a pin. Super fine.
So anyways, so the socks, what else are you working on?
So, I'm working on my quilt, and I got the binding on, and I had that on the last time we talked, but, you know, I've been busy.
Yes.
Everything, but I was like, I was on Pinterest, and I found this one tutorial on how to hand, like, a technique on hand stitching the binding, too. I'm like, she's like, if you use this technique, it should just take you an evening, and I was like, that totally sounds legit. So like I told you,
stitching on
yeah.
Tobias tape.
The way she has it, yeah, the way she does it, it takes her like an evening instead of a couple of days to do hers. I'm like, that sounds totally legit. I'm going to go buy all the stuff she has, and it's just going to take me an evening. Yeah, I got like maybe 24 inches, if, and that's, I don't even think it was that long, done in one evening. Like, I was like, oh, and it's horrible. Like, I'm like, shit.
It's horrible. It's horrible to do, or it looks
horrible? It's horrible. It's not horrible to do. Like, I was right about the rhythm. Like, once I got my rhythm, it was easier to do. But I flipped it over, and I realized some of my stitches were coming through the backside. I was like, I'm not taking this loose. I'm like, this is going to be my ugly first quilt. And I'm going to take, like, a black marker to that part of it.
Are you not going to send it in a county fair?
No. It was never county fair material. Like, this is such a... Unlike Jill's quilt, this is such a first quilt. Like, it's so...
My first quilt is over there.
And yours, both of your guys' quilts are, like, a billion times better than my first quilt.
I don't know, because yours looks pretty nice.
I love it. It's definitely handmade. It's definitely a first quilt, but... It like I was like, yeah, I can totally knock this out in one night, and I got like 20 inches done, if that.
Well, keep going, and if you do 20 inches every night, you'll be done eventually,
yeah,
right?
I'm gonna try. I'm busy tomorrow night, but I'll have some time during the day and on Sunday, and I hope to get some work done on it then. I just, you know, I reel off the amount of yarn, amount of thread that, and whatever that amount is, that's how much
that's
I'm gonna
do
that night.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is my leftover. Like, okay, so I. Put, totally bound a whole quilt, and this is how much I have left over of my mind. Like, I have a shitload.
You really, I mean, you said you made like 70 yards of this,
it's,
or something.
Yeah, just over 50 yards of it. I didn't even make a dent in it.
Hey, that's nice.
It's 2 inches wide, single fold, but like, and I brought in comparison, and I'm kind of moving towards some
looks
of the
stuff very professional how you wound it around some cardboard.
Because I did it like the packaging. Okay, so this is 3 yards, and this cost me just under $3. This is like 9,000 yards, and this was like...
$1.99?
Yeah. Like, it's so funny because you hear that every quilter I've read, they're like, you can buy binding. But you can make your own. Like, literally, you could. If one girl said, even with her biggest quilt, all she's needed has been 2 fat quarters.
Is this
that's
single
folded.
Double folded? Okay.
So it's this,
and then once more,
and then
folded
it towards
folded
the inside.
In. Mm-hmm.
And but because that the way I attached my binding, I didn't need double folded.
So why
folded.
Did you buy green and brown bias tape?
Green, brown, and black for my pot holders.
Oh.
Because I wanted them to have bias tape.
Well.
Because I'm fancy like that, bitch. Fancy.
Well.
Oh, since we're talking about stuff purchasing, so I bought the bias tape, but I also bought bias tape makers. I don't have to do it by hand the next time.
More?
Yes, I bought a set of 3. I bought.
Where did you buy those? At Joann's?
Joann's. They had a senior special.
I didn't see.
This is the ones I usually wear. I like the clovers. I don't know if I'm going to like these as much because I'm not crazy about how they look on the inside. But
these are the Singer?
Yeah, these are the Singers. I have a 1 inch, a 1/2 inch. And a 1/4 inch. Look at how tiny it makes that friggin'.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? So, I love the little pulls on it. And it comes in a cute little container.
Yeah, because I used one of those.
It's amazing, right?
When I made that last drawstring bag, Lisa was up here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jill. Lisa. Mm-hmm. And she let me use hers. And I was like, whoa, that's so easy. Pull on one end and
yep.
use the iron on the other end.
The
these
only reason why
great.
I didn't do that with this is because I didn't have that at the time and I went to get it on.
Oh, this size?
That would have been perfect, yeah, because I just had this one.
So I'm all for these and I'm eventually going to have these.
And or borrow the ones I have. There's
yeah.
a couple of the sizes I want to get, but I bought these. They weren't cheap, but it was cheaper than buying one at a time.
Did you buy them in this box?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, a little plastic window.
Oh, it has sewing machines.
Right, little antique sewing machines on it.
Oh.
And then, so I was trying to be like the lady who said she would quilt her bag in one night, because clearly, I'm her.
Okay.
She bought the fancy needles that I'd have to, order, but I went and got the Derek's Quilting Quilter's Needle Compact.
Oh, these are just sewing needles.
These are quilting needles. I can't figure out
what is the difference.
I have no idea. But what I like about it, I was trying to rip it apart. I couldn't figure out how to get the top off because I'm an idiot.
You just twist.
Shush. I didn't know this. You just twist, apparently, and they come out. And I was
and
like.
You twist to exactly which size you want and then that size.
Shush.
Comes
I was trying
out.
To rip the top off. I'm like, why is it not coming off? And I kept it to the back because it shows you what sizes they are. But like now I have, it could. 30 assorted size quilting needles. I think I'm...
Are they just bigger than regular needles?
I think maybe they're a little thinner.
Huh.
I don't know. I really... If anyone knows the difference between quilters, hand needles, and regular needles...
let us know.
But what I did buy that...
Not machine needles.
Yeah.
Hand needles.
Hand needles. What I did find that was different is I bought... There's hand quilting thread. And I'm like, why do I need this? It's waxed. And it makes it easier to pull through.
Oh.
Because it's for hand knitting. It makes it easier to pull through the... It really... I can't...
The fabric.
The fabric. Like... It's really nice. It's nice. It doesn't feel different to me when I'm using it, but I haven't hand stitched anything in a while anyway to compare. But like,
do you use a thimble?
No, I don't.
I did because when I did the bag, right? This thing was so thick that I broke two needles in the machine.
Holy
when
God.
I tried to the zipper latch, and it's denim, double folded, plus folded in. It's like 1, 2,
oh my
three,
God, like 900 layers of denim.
Four layers of denim with a zipper in between, right? And I was like, oh, I'll just put it through the machine. Machine. I was like,
even
oh,
my machine only goes through 8.
Just,
okay. God.
Like the machine. I tried it twice, and twice it completely. So then I had to hand sew it, and I didn't get the thread through. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to just use the thimble. Yeah, pushed through with it, you know.
I was using my teeth at one point. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive if that goes wrong.
Yeah, we already know how much my mouth costs. Good Lord.
Right.
Ooh, I have a favorite. Okay, outside. This is so, none of this is on our.
Yeah, we're totally off our list here, but whatever.
But we have a couple. We need to bring up this pattern.
Well, let's.
The Hember Vellum.
We can talk about that.
And. Vanilla bean.
Well, we can talk about this here at this point.
But look at all of this freaking binding. I mean, if anyone needs burgundy binding, I got you. Got you covered. Just call me.
Let's come back to what we were talking about. What are you working on in the quilt?
Yes.
Did you finish anything?
Yes, I did.
Let's see it. Did you bring it?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
I finished my Lee Shaw and it blocked out like a freaking dream.
Wow.
That's look at that. It was half the size before it blocked out. Feel it, too. Freaking
Malabrigo.
Malabrigo, dude.
Let me try it. Let me try it.
I finished my Lee Shaw after many, many moons. And yes, I did roll my pants up because I was getting hot. Oh, wow. That looks great on you. This is a good size, right?
Even on my fancy t-shirt.
Your t-shirt and sweats.
Wow, this is gorgeous. So this is a crocheted shawl.
Kavali Shaw. It's a really...
It's a free pattern.
It's a free pattern. A billion people have made... I think Ellen's made it like 5,000 times.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, she's the queen of crochet.
She's the queen of crochet. Here is the thing about this pattern. The pattern written out is really hard to follow because the way it prints out on the pattern. Not that it's hard to do. It just it's hard to follow because the lines are so close. The chart on this thing is awesome. You like the way I blocked out the points?
Perfect. Nice. Why did you have such a blockage with it? Because it took you a while and you were like, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it now.
Yeah, it took me forever.
And it just didn't flow. What happened?
It was weird for me. This is the first time I've used this thin of yarn with a big needle.
Okay.
I've never used sock yarn and like, it was like an I or a J needle.
J? And
it was a pretty decent sized needle.
How about size 7, 8, 9? IJ would be a hook. Oh,
because it was crocheted.
Yes. So
you
used an iron chain hook.
Yeah.
Needle. So confusing me with an iron chain needle.
But yeah, it was super. It took me all of 20 minutes to block it out because I had my Infinity blocking wires. Ran them through the tips. I do wire hangers. I straightened out two wire hangers. And that's what I use for my shawl to have a straight edge. I do up to half with one, half with the other. Boom. Whole thing took 20 minutes to block.
Nice.
Like it was half the size before block. It blocked out like an
well, because it's all very lacy.
Yeah, it's really lacy. It was way more dense when I bought, but once I start going on it, I was able to.
Do you start this from top down?
Top down.
Okay.
Yep. So it gets bigger and bigger that way, and I love this yarn. I didn't make this in the socks because Jill noted that a lot of people complain that they wear out really quick, and that's why I use this yarn. And I was like, you know what? The way it's tonal is going to look really awesome in this yarn. And it did. This is the Malabrigo sock yarn in Velvet Grapes. No. Yes. Velvet Grapes. And it came out awesome sauce.
It's very gorgeous.
I highly recommend this pattern. This use of charts.
I may use this. I mean, I may make this.
Yeah, it's, you would knock this out in like 2 nights.
I really.
And I'm including like the blocking. This. Like, it's really, really easy. Like, now that I've done one, like, I would like to do this in a little bit of a
sturdier yarn.
Like, Norl, actually. I think I'd have more control with the yarn. That was my only thing. I was just having problems controlling the yarn when I did it. But now that I've done it, I feel a little bit better. But yeah, I was, when I finished this, I was so happy. All I have left to do is a blog about it. And I'm so happy with the way it came out. I'm glad I didn't frog it because I did think about frogging it at one point. So glad it's done. So I'm down to four.
Great job.
Thank you. I'm down to 4 works in progress. Let's, 2 blankets, socks, and...
Go ahead.
A shawl. That damn shawl with the complicated...
Oh, the gray one?
The metallurgy. Oh,
mineralogy.
I love that freaking shawl until I saw the instructions for the what's it called? The lace. I'm like, ah, shit, I'm an idiot. This is really hard.
Are you there at the lace part yet?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I had to start it twice. It was annoying. But it may or may not be an epic finish. I don't know.
Talking of epic.
Epic.
What do you have left to do?
Okay, so I have to finish the socks I'm working on.
Wait, let me bring it up here.
I have to do both sweaters, both shawls.
Wait, you have a shawl right there, no?
No, that was my
your
freebie
whip.
Yeah,
I haven't done
that
one yet.
January.
Wait, why don't I just bring up the spreadsheet?
Yeah. Let's bring up the spreadsheet.
Yarn. It's not up to date, though.
What? Is it up to date with our stuff?
I don't think so. I don't even know
where
it is.
Do you have your stuff?
Books and
patterns by Angry Birds, patterns with kids stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not judging.
Epic Calpel. There it is. I just tried to find the spreadsheet. All
right.
Okay. So, no, I don't have it up to date on ours, but at least we can see. So, did you do a bag?
No.
I did a bag. Which one did I do? I did the...
You just put it up. I haven't seen it.
No, yeah, you have. It was that the rutabaga bag that I did.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. So, I haven't done the bag, but you've done the bag.
Have you done socks?
I'm working on my socks. My hug
me right.
Socks.
I have this. I want to make this.
I want you to... Those are slippers.
Those are not socks.
Those are not socks.
Hmm. Too bad, because I thought we had accepted somebody's similar. Okay.
There's no heel to turn
it's
on
those. It's called Mary Chain Lace Slipper.
And they
and
say
I'm
slipper.
I'm going to make it. Okay, so
I want you to make a sock.
I have made 2 pairs
I want you to
socks.
Make a sock weight sock.
Maybe. I've made 1 sock weight sock.
No.
Yes.
Oh, the giant ones.
No, not the giant ones. The long ones.
That were still way giant.
They were long.
They were on
giant.
Your husband and he looked...
No. Those were the other ones. The long ones came... I just made the top part,
a
the
little too long.
Ankle at a little bit long. So they're almost like knee-highs more than anything. Okay, so I need to do...
We both need to do socks. Mine, I'm 1/4 of the way down on my socks.
Hats, you're done.
I knocked those out.
I have that many hats too. I'll enter this one. Whatever.
No, you cannot put in your charity hats.
Why not?
Because they're not a challenge.
They're a hat.
No.
Okay, I can put the last one, the worm hat that I made. I can put that in.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to be overachieving.
Oh, maybe. Whatever. That's why I probably don't have anything. Top. I made 1 sweater.
You have 1 sweater. I don't have any sweaters.
Do you know what you're going to do for a sweater?
I am thinking the Monday morning sweater by, I think her name is Lucy Chow, and the oatmeal pullover.
Okay.
So 1 worsted and 1 bulky.
Okay.
1 cardigan and 1 pullover.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to.
I
want to
do the CPK,
the
but that's a lot of freaking pieces, and I'm not ready for
CPK
that.
CPK is a Central Park hoodie.
No, actually, CPK is California Pizza Kitchen. The CPH is what I meant to say.
And I'm like buying.
I'm
going to.
I know. I'm going to knit the California Pizza Kitchen.
I don't know yet what I'm going to do, but whatever, I'll do
something.
So you
just have 1 more sweater.
Yeah.
We both have 2 shawls. I started 1 shawl.
I have 1 shawl finished.
Why haven't you put it in?
Because I haven't updated the spreadsheet in forever.
You're way
further along
than I am.
Bailey is slacking off.
Bailey, I got to talk to him when I get home.
So
he's
I have
been napping
1,
while I'm at work.
I have 1 shawl. I have made the Black Death.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have 1 more shawl. I saw today I was talking to somebody on Ravelry. And there is a bulky weight shawl. And I was like, whoa, bulky weight shawl. Yeah, baby, I might go for that. bulky weight shawl.
Yes, I know. I have a pattern for a super bulky weight shawl.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's half an awesome. Hour.
I know. 10 minutes. You blink. Done. And it's actually a thin, thick. It's really cool looking.
Huh. I want to see that pattern.
Have you done your freebie?
I have not done a freebie. Oh, I have not done gloves. And I have not done a whip.
I think Jill's almost done.
I know. There's a lot of
people. She has like one thing left.
Craftyland. I mean, this was updated like, what, a month ago? Craftyland had 2 items left.
We need to really get off. I mean, the thing is, we are working
Sally
on
from Idaho had only 1 left. Sipusa had only 1 left.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. See, the most that people did was shawls, it looks like. At least 1 shawl. But this spreadsheet is not updated.
I got halfway through my shawl, and then when I got to the lace and realized there was a pattern on both sides, I'm like, what? Damn it.
Well, halfway is not done. Doesn't count.
I know. I may or may not finish it for the cow. Because my goal is to get everything done but the sweaters by New Year's.
My goal is to get all my swatches for level 2 done by New Year's. Not happening the way things are going. All right. What else do we have?
Haberdashery.
Haberdashery means anything that is supply related for us.
Because we were having a definition issue for real on this one. Like, I kept deleting it. She kept adding it. I'm like, it's repetitive. And she's like, no, it's different. I'm like, what are you talking
haberdashery
about?
Haberdashery.
So, it's anything purchasing.
It's like a little sewing store, but we're like expanding it to
our own haberdashery.
Which includes any yarn and sewing and fabric. Whatever. It's like our own little Joann's.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So I bought my bias tape makers and bias tape, my quilting needles. I tried to get potholders insulation, but apparently I'm stupid because I was at Joann's on the Monday before Halloween, and I'm like, why are all these people here? I can't get my insulation for my potholders because there's like 9,000 people and my dog's hungry. Like, why is everyone freaking here on a Monday? And we're having this conversation beforehand, and she looks at me like I'm smoking crack. She's like, because it was Halloween. I'm like, ew.
Right.
Like, usually on a Monday, there's no one waiting at the cutting table. And they were like, I was like, they were calling number either 17 or 19, and I went and looked at the ticket, and it was like 37. I was like, oh, hell no. It was at 34 or 37. I was like, because I can, if I do something before I go home, it can only be really quick because I got to get home for Bailey to go out. And so I was like, oh no, I'll be in line for like an hour waiting for just to get freaking, a yard of the insulation.
That's crazy.
And I'm so glad I didn't go back the rest of the week because it would just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And then she was like, because it was Halloween. And I'm like, but I did order.
But you know what? It's not going to slow down much. I mean, the week before Halloween is probably the worst at Joann's.
Yeah, and then Christmas.
But between now and Christmas, it's always busy.
Well, I stopped going to the mall the day before Thanksgiving. Like, that's the last day I go to the mall. And then I try not to go again until the second.
Lisa and I went last year or 2 years ago to the Black Friday.
Oh, hell no.
We
I sit and watch TV all
Walmart
day.
At 3 in the morning. It was so much
at
fun.
Mine?
Somewhere, who knows where.
In Torrance?
No, Walmart somewhere. I think somewhere off the 60 freeway. I don't
know. Oh, my gosh.
Where we were. There's no Walmart here. We don't have one.
Oh, I have one right down the street.
So.
But yeah, I've.
Because
oh,
I needed to have the American experience of
Black
Friday shopping.
I haven't done that.
And
I haven't Black Friday.
It was fun.
Yeah, I haven't Black Friday shopped since
I was
a kid.
It was like when you went, once you were inside, there was nothing there anymore. I don't know where all the things were.
But see, when I was a
you
kid, it wasn't
nothing.
Nearly as bad as it is now. Like, you could go and shop all day, you know? But now, like, if you don't get there until, like, at the crack of dawn 4 days ahead of time. But I always go to Target in Torrance on Black Friday because there's no one there. If you get there at noon, you pleasantly get to shop all afternoon.
It's funny.
It's fabulous. But I did, okay, so Eve. What, last week? She was like, hey, do you want to order anything from Knitpicks? And I shit you not, as soon as I hit send, after I said no, I'm like, I want to order this. Oh, I won't order it. And then I ordered it. And I could have totally gotten in on your order because I ordered 2.
I didn't order it right away. Usually always when I ask, I wait a day or 2.
Shush. I ordered 2.
Because as everybody knows.
I ordered 2 Hanks of Imagination hand-painted in magic wand.
As everybody
so I can make
the
vanilla
knows,
beanie.
Yay. as everybody knows, you cannot order less than $50 from Knitpix.
The hell I can't. That's exactly what I did.
My God, you paid for shipping.
I paid for shipping. It happens. But when I order stuff from Amazon, I don't pay for shipping because I order stuff through my friend's Prime account. So I got to pay shipping at some point.
So, so my Knitpix arrived actually this week. It was a really nice big box, and that's filled with stuff, but most of it is not mine.
Sanaftar?
Yes, Sanaftar.
Your stuff didn't come magically. But look at this beautiful sweater that I made in the yarn you ordered.
But what I did buy was 5 balls of palette. And I love the colors. I got Fairy Tale.
And all
tale,
the colors she picked, minus one, look awesome on me.
Fairy Tale, Hyacinth,
Eggplant.
And Eggplant. These are all some purplish colors.
All colors that look awesome on me.
And then there's Spruce,
that also
which
looks
is a
awesome
teal
on me.
Color, and Bluebell, which is
that
a very light
blue. That
doesn't
look good
blue
on me at all. So look, watch. Not good.
Yeah,
but watch. Boom! Fabulous. It looks good. Yeah,
but I love the way the Eggplant, Fairy Tale, and Hyacinth
go together.
These purple tones.
I think I might have
really
a Hyacinth
nice
at home.
So the reason I bought those is to
now,
make.
Now wait, before she tells you what she's making, she bought they're each what, 231
they
yards?
They are 200 something yards.
Yeah, 231 yards each. She bought 5 colors, finger weight. And
right.
What do you get? And that's how many yards is that? It's over 10,000 yards. I'm sorry, 1,000 yards.
Times 5, yeah, that's 3 times 5 is 15, is like 2150 yards.
Yeah. What are you making with this?
A wristlet.
This even qualifies as your gloves.
I need 5 colors, fingering weight, you know.
Oh, wait, this is a wristlet? It's not even your gloves for the cow-cow?
No, it's a wristlet.
You are aware that's going to take like 80 yards
It's going to take 3 yards of Hyacinth and maybe 15 yards of the blue.
Whoa.
I will have these 5
maybe
colors.
Maybe 10 of the eggplant.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
This is, again, level 2 masters.
Oh, is that what this is for?
Required
yarn.
Oh,
you didn't say that. Okay.
And has to be 5. I'm not going to buy 5 balls of yarn for a wristlet.
I thought you were just making your gloves for the Epic Cow Cow with that. I was like, wow, that's
no,
really
but
ambitious.
I may, but that's thin yarn.
You still have more than you have enough. You can make the hat that I finished the last week.
I may make a hat.
That was the Saatchi one, the Sockhead hat. Ooh,
that would be good.
That'd be awesome in Sockhead hat.
That would be nice.
I love that hat.
Yeah, maybe I'll make that. I'll do something. So that's what I got.
Excuse me, sorry for the pause
today.
Vanilla beanie, bo beanie,
so talk about your vanilla beanie.
Vanilla Beanie Beanie. This is a Vanilla Beanie Beanie pattern by Virginia Rose Jeans. And I love what she says. She goes, I have more finger weight yarn in my stash than I will ever knit into either socks or shawls, and I really want to make something with it. If that sounds familiar, then this pattern's for you. One day, the host of one of my favorite podcasts showed off a hat she had knit out of a busy colorway and doubled finger weight. I loved it, and a light bulb went off in my head. One of those aha moments. I had some of the exact same yarn. I did a little online research investigating what weight 2 strands of fingering yarn would equal when held double. The answer was a DK to a light worsted with a bonus that would reduce the pooling in multicolored yarns.
Nice.
And so this is perfect.
Oh, that blanket.
This is perfect. And so I'm either going to make the boy a beanie in
dingo.
The dingo for a Supercross. Or he, because I was like, oh, I was thinking about making you a beanie. Da, da, da. He's like, yeah, I really just wear those for camping. I'm thinking, I'll fucking make that hat for myself. Because if he's not going to, like, if that's not his thing, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But he does wear stripy socks, so I may make him stripy socks at some point. But I was like, oh, as soon as he said that, I'm like, I am making this for me.
What's the other pattern you have
for? Oh, the other pattern is the Hyrenwellen?
Himbeerwellen.
What she said. In with her.
Which means raspberry waves.
Ah. I'm writing that down. I take this in German.
Yes. Because I speak that language.
I figured. That's why I showed it to you. So what did it say? It is a elegant cabled fingerless mitt that will work entirely in crochet slip stitch. In the back loop only. And I probably shouldn't have said all this because this is a paid pattern. But you do have to get the instructions to see how to do
this
without question.
You need to have the instructions for this, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
And the designer is?
Tanya Oswald.
She has Tanya Oswald.
Tanya Oswald.
She has some other patterns. They're very similar
wristlets.
Comet, right? And funny enough, a friend of mine just sent me the pattern of the comet, a link to that pattern.
And it looks knitted.
It's very, it's these are amazing. You should check them out. Tanya Oswald.
That's T-A-N-J-A, which is why I said Tanja. Because I'm American.
American.
So this, I think, are going to be my gloves.
Nice.
For the cow. Probably
nice.
In Knit Picks palette, because I have a shitload of that stuff at home.
Oh, I had a plan for the gloves.
May have those. And then the vanilla beanie, bo beanie, banana, fana, fo, feeny, me, my, mo, meanie.
All right, all right.
Beanie.
All right.
Wait, that's why she has, this same pattern in worsted weight. So this one's the vanilla beanie. And the worsted weight one is bo beanie. Because it goes with the rest of the song. You know the name game song, right?
Yeah.
E, fo, b, banana, fana, fo, fee. I love doing Chuck the best.
We did not have that over there.
What? Your childhood was told. Well, yeah, I could see how that'd be difficult in German.
Yeah. So,
speaking of which, this is totally off subject. So I know. Crazy. You ever watch heard of Hogan's Heroes?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, that was MASH. Okay, never mind.
Hogan's Heroes is about these POWs in Germany being held by Nazi Germans, right?
Okay.
And I'm watching, and this show came on in the late 50s, ended in the early 60s. It was on for like 6 seasons. And I'm watching this show, and it's back when they didn't film anything live. It was all either live in studio or had a laugh track on it. And I'm watching, I'm like, this show is not funny. Like, they deal with some serious shit. Like, there's some funny things that are said. But, like, if there wasn't a laugh track, it would not be as funny. It would be really heavy, right? So I looked it up on Wikipedia. Four of the, all the German Nazi general parts on that show were played by Jews. One of the guys he was in a concentration camp and has his number tattooed on him and played one of the German Nazis. And it was a huge controversy. And people were really like, how can you play Nazi Germans? He goes, who knows the Nazi Germans better than Jews? I'm like, that's a really good point. Like, half the people on the cast were Jews. Like, half of them were actually, were in World War II. Like, I'm like,
crazy.
That's insane. And my dad's like,
but you know what? It might have helped them to deal with this whole
stuff. Oh, I'm sure it did.
Know?
I'm sure it did. But it's an interesting show, even from, 2013, looking back on something that came out in the 50s. Like, yeah, there are parts, the guy that goes, I see nothing. I hear nothing. Like, and then you find out that even though he's a German Nazi, he's always kind of in on the plan of the POWs, and it's just like, okay. And yeah, some of it, like, the French guy's kind of funny. He thinks everyone, is in love with him, but it's like, without the laugh track, I'd be like, wow, this show is heavy. Yeah, I don't know why that popped in my head, but, oh, because the whole German and everything.
German, the name.
Yes. The Dingo speaks German.
Yeah. Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello, Dingo. Wie geht es dir?
Yes, because I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure he's peeping out my podcast.
Hey, one never knows.
He's in the motorcycles and cars.
Since we're talking about patterns, there is a pattern that I would like to try.
And by the way, I might make your Black Death for the cow.
Go for it. I need
teal.
To dye mine. I don't like the color of mine. I've tried.
Mine's
going to
be the color of the zipper on there.
Nice. Very nice.
Teal. Very bright teal.
Since we do have the scrubby swap coming up,
what?
I found a pattern that I like. It's called Spring Cleaning Scrubbies. It was from the Lion Brand website. And it's like a little nest with a handle, and inside you have the actual scrubby. So I want to try that one, how it comes out. It may be too big for our swap, you know, but I'll give it a try. Have you made a decision on your scrubbies yet? Have you looked into that?
I found the pattern on Pinterest. I have to make sure the link works, so I'm sure I can find it. It's a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it hits the size requirements. That's my only problem.
Yeah,
for
those of you who are not in the annual, we have a group called the Annual Dishcloth Swap.
I'm so sorry.
And we're doing an annual dishcloth swap in the summertime.
A scrubby swap.
And in the wintertime, we have the Winter Scrubby Wonderland swap.
That sounds made up.
Whatever. The whole thing is made up. Which is just three scrubbies, really quick and dirty swap.
Yes, and it's fun though.
Fun, total fun, because it's no pressure, because you can
not make three scrubbies
in 20 minutes, you know.
All right, so what's next on your list for the cow-cow?
For the cow-cow, I don't know, probably a hat. I have to
You should do a hat that you haven't made before.
All right. I have to focus on my level two more than anything else.
What are you putting off to the end?
What am I putting off to the end?
I have a guess. I'll write down that guess and you can tell me whether or not I'm right. Hold on.
Okay, I know what I'm putting off to the end.
What are you putting off
to the end? My top two.
Really? I put socks.
Oh, no. I have no problem with socks. Socks are going to be easy.
How long have I been working on my socks?
Socks. Like, okay.
Actually, I love socks. I had the dingo laughing. I'm like, this is my cycle of socks. I'm like, socks. I love socks. Oh my God, I hate socks. Oh, hill flaps. I love turning the hill and all that. And then I'm like, socks. And then I finish the first one. It takes me forever. It takes me months to finish the first socks. The second socks takes 10 minutes to finish. And I'm like, I love making socks. And then like, I start another pair of socks. I'm like, socks. Oh my God, I hate socks. Like, he was laughing. I'm like, it's a horrible cycle that I get caught in.
Yeah, no, I have no problems with socks. I just need to decide on a pattern and get them yarned and be done, you know, and just do them. No biggie.
I think you should do sock weight full-on socks that fit you.
All the socks I've made either fit me or are bigger for me, and one of them was in sock weight.
That's why I said fit, not bigger.
Oh, and then I made the ones that the worsted ones. Yeah, I made three pairs of socks altogether.
I've made the worst ones too, and I've made two worsted and one.
Those were funny. Oh my god, that was so hilarious.
I'm still pissed. For those of you that don't know what happened, like I took the very pink, write her down because I like her. I did the very pink
magic loop,
and she shows you how to do magic loop and socks.
Perfect, a wonderful pattern.
Yeah, great. And if you can either do the pattern or you can buy the tutorial that goes with it, which is what I did. It was totally worth the money I paid for it because it totally helped me understand magic looping and how to do it with socks. And so it took me a minute to make my socks, maybe a month worsted weight. And I was so proud and so happy. Frickin' Eve sees them. And she's like, oh my God, I love that pattern. What, they took you two nights? Yeah. Night and a half? And she's like, look, I made a pair too. And I was like,
It was so funny because you were working on them and then you sent me the picture, right?
I was a proud mama.
You sent me the picture where you post your feet in a certain way and then I sent you the same picture back like an hour later.
I know. I was just like... these were over-dyed sock yarn that I made. Like I had orange sock yarn in Cascade 220, one of my favorite yarns. And I over-dyed it in red, so it was speckled. The orange speckled through. Nice. And they were like my little baby child. And I took pictures in the grass, and I was so tickled pink. I was like, "Look what I accomplished!" And Eve was like, "Oh, I accomplished the same thing." And like, you know. A 16th of the time that it took you to do yours.
Those were so easy and
shut
so
up!
No, but they were really, I mean, you have to admit, it was a wonderfully written pattern.
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant.
Totally easy and actually really fast because, I mean, worsted weight socks. Hello. Oh,
really quick,
you know,
yeah.
It's like my bulky weight.
And they were anklets, too, on too. They were anklets.
Right.
They were that short.
I love things that are.
But every
fast.
Pair of socks that I make, the first sock takes forever. Second sock, 10 minutes.
I don't know. I think for me, it's the other way because with the first one, I'm still excited. With the second one, I'm like,
after the first sock, I'm like, I love socks. Yeah. It's part of the cycle. It's part of the sock cycle. I don't have second sock syndrome because I'm like stoked. I'm like, I have a sock. It needs a match. I'm so excited.
Talking of excited, our excitement for the... Hello, it's really late and I'm tired.
Yeah.
Brain, where are you? For the
sewing
bee has weaned a bit.
Slightly.
Or maybe, no, we're still
I'm very excited
about it, but we're just not doing anything with it. Which is
I was planning to have those damn potholders made.
So October, we had potholders, and the only person who made a potholder was
Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jisa.
Enthusiastic.
I know. Hey.
And that was a very nice potholder that she made.
It was very cute.
And nice neighbor that I have. She's bought the insulating batting with the metal whatever inside and brings me a whole stack. She's like, I bought too much.
You have some?
Yeah. It's inside. I hid it from you. No.
You should see the look I gave her.
Oh, yeah, actually, you can have some, but...
Like, after my whole sob story, you've heard twice.
So she brought me some of that stuff, and how nice is that? And she was the only one who made a pot holder.
Hey,
yeah, right.
Like, I'm hugging up on her. I'm like, hey, girl.
You can have some afterwards.
Yay.
And so we're thinking, since it's the holidays coming up, and... Everybody, and somebody just wrote into the group, actually. She's like, oh my God, it's already November.
Dude,
and
I don't know how today happened.
2 days ago, I was like, oh my God, where did October go?
And it was like 80 degrees in November.
Right. Oh my God, it was hot today.
It was hot yesterday, too.
So we all, somehow the potholders slipped by all our minds.
October just went by really
we
fast.
We decided to make the potholders October, November, and then in December, we'll just make a catch-up month. If you haven't done drawstring bag, zipper bag, pajama
jammies,
pants,
or the
pot holder, December is time to catch up. Yeah. And then January.
It's like the busiest time of the year. That's your catch-up month.
Well,
for me, that's the catch-up month because I have 2 weeks off.
You can anyways do anything at any time. It's not a must-do in this month.
Yeah.
And never
oh, yeah.
else.
This is
you
know, so not. This
it's
is just
for fun. That's the whole thing.
And plus, we love anything with the word challenge in it.
Yeah.
It kind of gets us a little excited.
And I can't wait for that. Hello, British listeners. What's up with the sewing bee?
Yeah, do we need to contact
two?
The parliament? Like, what's going on here?
Can we get that going already, please?
So excited.
Have
you watched the season 1, Project Runway?
No, I can't get in it. I'm on like episode 4 or so.
Oh, you know, you haven't even got to the juiciest stuff yet.
Yeah.
You got press on.
I don't know. Ever since I've seen the sewing bee, that just has so grown on
my
heart.
Oh, I fast forward through all the bitching.
Very little interest in Project Runway anymore.
But you know what, though? The bitching got so bad and, like, so scary. Like, Tim Gunn had to sit everyone down and, like, have conversations.
Really?
Like, it got really bad.
I think the last episode I was watching is the guy walked
off. The crazy Russian guy?
Yeah.
He needs... If
no,
anyone...
he walked off and was gone.
Crazy Russian guy.
Yeah.
If anyone needs, like, therapy.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's...
He does need a little bit. And this
something.
Is... And yeah, I know, right? And trust me, I've gone through therapy. I have nothing against people going through therapy. I think if you need therapy, get therapy.
Yeah.
But, like, he clearly has an issue because he has zero anger management skills, zero personable skills. Like, he needs to calm his shit down. Like, he's true. He's crazy. Well, I mean, people were, like, visibly scared of him, he's crazy. Might be a little bit
funny.
I'm just saying.
I wanted to,
there are, like, a couple of those episodes where people go apeshit. It's crazy.
Well, maybe I'll continue
but
watching.
But the end runways and the last, like, 3 episodes make it totally worth it.
Okay, I'll keep watching. Somebody talked to me about the All-Stars being all great and wonderful.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Oh, that's right,
so
to start
know.
It. It's Alyssa Milano. I need Hailey Klum, dude. That's my girl.
I have
and
to
Zach
say,
Posen.
All
Gazelle.
I have to say is I'm A, catching up on Doctor Who.
Right.
And B, Heart of Dixie has started up again.
Oh my
God. God, I love that show.
I was listening to Jury Talks the other day, and if you have very thick skin, it's a great podcast to listen to.
What's it called?
Jury Talks, JURYTALKS. He's really raunchy, very politically incorrect.
Cool.
Some stuff I can't handle, some I can. Like, I have to take a step back. It's one of the reasons why I've been cussing a lot, because he swears like a sailor on shore leave. It's so bad. But why did I bring him up? Oh, they're like big in the Comic-Con and cosplay and stuff like that. And he had a friend and his girlfriend together, and they were on the show, and they were talking about like Veronica Mars, the movie, and all this different stuff and shows. And he asked the girlfriend of his friend, he's like, what's your favorite guilty pleasure show that you don't want to tell people about? She's like, Heart of Dixie.
God, it's such a good show.
She's like, it's just a good show.
It's just such a good show.
Yeah, they're talking about all these, like, full-on, that have hardcore fan-based shows.
Right.
And she's like, Heart of Dixie.
I mean, I don't even know how I got ever into this show.
I watched the first couple of episodes, and I hated the one Prissy Girl.
Oh, Lemon. Yeah. Lemon Breland.
I was like, I immediately disliked her.
No, you know what? I didn't like her either, but you grow, get to grow. She
she's
grows
just so, me. I just, let she's
Southern
like,
Belle.
Hey. To the nth. Like, I love a good Southern Belle,
but
to the nth.
She gets feisty, and she gets kicked out of the Belles later
what?
On. And she has
and she didn't slit her wrist because she is that girl that loves that kind of thing.
She,
and don't get me wrong, my family is from the South.
There is one guy in town named Meatball, which is a very
wait, did she end up with her marriage? Did they get married?
No, they did not get married.
Okay, good.
He left her at the altar, or they
oh, that's horrible.
but there is a guy in town named Meatball who
yeah.
is exactly, I mean, perfect name for him, you know, like, very low IQ, and like, oh, let's drink, ho, 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 type of thing, you know. It's not real, it's played, it's a character. I don't know, the actor probably has an IQ.
Hope so.
But she starts an affair with him and has the greatest sex of her life, you know, and then it all comes out and it's...
I kind
of
hate that I'm not watching it.
It's a good show.
See, now I like her.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Nice.
That's why I don't have time for Project Runway.
Watching the Heart of Dixie.
Plus, we've been watching reruns, or the old, we're going through the old episode of Third Rock from the Sun.
I love...
Love that show.
Not that show. What's that actor's name?
John Lithgow.
No, I love him, but what's it called?
French Stewart.
I love him, but what's the younger guy?
Tommy. I don't know what's his name.
He
yeah.
has grown up quite
right?
nicely.
I just saw him yesterday in a movie.
Have you seen him do lip singing on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Okay, Jimmy Fallon does a scene where they have lip sing offs. And it was him, one guy that's associated with the show who's British, and the guy from that played Tommy on The Rock from the Sun. And he freaking brings the heat. Like, I already love him, but now I love him more. And I love that he's friends with, what's her name, from 500 Days of Summer. You haven't seen 500 Days of Summer?
Oh, I can't remember. Maybe I haven't.
Great movie. Great, great movie. All right, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I wanted to show you something, Yarny. Can we go
oh,
back
yes.
to yarn for a moment?
Yes.
Because I want to show you something that is going to blow your mind. Let me show you. So.
Let's see this.
Well, okay, before I show it to you.
Okay.
Remember a few months back, I fell absolutely and very hard in love with a pattern
okay.
that you then gifted to me. The happy
hippopotamus. Oh,
hippopotamus,
yes.
It's a crocheted hippopotamus.
He's adorable.
He is absolutely adorable. So
did you make him?
I did not make him, but one of our people in our group, Fiber Cat, and it's spelled fiber instead of an I. It has a one, so it's Fiber Cat. She made the hippopotamus, but...
I didn't look at it. I saw it go up, but I didn't look at it.
But she didn't have any sock yarn. She made it in worsted.
Holy shit. Is that supposed to be done in sock yarn?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
The thing
holy
is
moly, it's huge.
Gigantic. It is absolutely adorable. I was laughing so hard. I was talking to her.
Oh, my God.
And
I didn't
what
realize
there,
that was
there is
to
a picture of it next to the cat. It's
oh, my God. It's
bigger
than
the cat.
The cat's like, what the hell is that thing behind me?
Yeah, it is gigantic. It is adorable. She made it really pretty. She made a white background color, and then she has all these different colors. But I was like, oh,
but
perfect.
The cat's like, what the hell is this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, the cat's like looking at it. It's very funny. But it's great. It looks fantastic.
Oh,
and
I love how the ears are constructed. That's you know what? I thought that was done in worsted, and if I did that, I would do it in worsted. I would have been very surprised.
I didn't. It doesn't even occur to me because of one of the holdbacks I have, because it uses, you need all these different colors, you know, and I was like, I don't have that many colors in sock yarn.
You need to make that
and
worsted
now,
way to go with
hello,
your giant monkey.
Right? So I was like, when I saw that, I was like,
does
oh.
it automatically rotate through?
I don't know what it
or
did.
Or was
just
that delayed?
Maybe because the hand is up there, yeah. So
look at the size of that thing.
I know, and it's so adorable. I mean, I love that pattern.
Yeah, that African
I have
flower.
That pattern. I printed that pattern, all 35 pages of it.
I printed. Did you print it at work?
Yeah.
So did
of course.
I. In full color.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, work.
Thank you, tax. So,
technically, I paid for that for you, didn't I?
So, I didn't know it was 35 pattern. Actually, I didn't know it was 35 pages. I was a pattern. It's like four or five pages,
I know,
right? I hit print and it's like running and running. Wow! It's like a stack of papers coming out of the printer.
Oh my gosh.
But it's
that
absolutely
is awesome.
Adorable. And I'm going to make this in, now that for whatever reason it didn't occur to me even to make this in worsted.
It didn't occur for me to make it in sock weight.
It's in sock weight.
Yeah, a little bit. I would have been crocheting along. Wow, this is looking really big.
Like my monkey.
Like your monkey. What's going to happen is the monkey and the hippo are going to have it.
Because I need to really need another animal,
yes.
Stuffed animal sitting around you,
yes.
Taking up space, you know?
Yeah.
The monkey is like in the way everywhere.
Like, he's like all over the house. You turn around, there he is.
Yeah, totally in the way.
That's awesome.
If I had known that monkey's that big, I would never have made it. Because
oh,
I thought
now that I see
like,
how big it is, I'm cool.
I thought it was like 12 inches total, maybe, because it was hanging off a lunchbox. Little did I see that it was hanging off a full-blown suitcase, and 12 inches is one leg, so.
That needs to be making in sock weight for sure.
Wow.
Lace weight.
Yeah.
Gossamer web.
Right.
Thread.
Dental floss.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Anyway, so fiber.
Well,
caps.
Shit, you're gonna have enough sock yarn left over from your wristlet with your 1,000+ yards of palette. And I have a couple colors to throw in here that would actually go in the mix.
No, you know what? You're right. I probably once that wristlet is done, I'll probably make a hat out of this.
Because yeah,
because
you have your
minus this maybe.
I want whatever you have left over of that.
Maybe I can do these three in a hat. Or
I want all
what.
Your leftovers from the wristlet.
It's like full. So the leftovers from my, I tell you, the leftovers from my wristlet are going to be over 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Oh, still. Yeah, totally. And the, what you call it?
But
the,
you need five colors.
The raspberry wave mitten, the Weberwellen.
Himbeerwellen.
Himbeerwellen. These things. This, it only calls for crochet to 120 yards. Crochet.
What weight?
Sock yarn.
Oh my.
You could make 500 pairs of these.
Right. Huh.
I think you have, yeah.
Well, maybe.
You should. In like, you should make a pair for me in that color.
Teal.
In that color. All but that color, because that's not a good color.
But I think that these three together for a shawl would be awesome. You're very right on that. You said that earlier. The fairy tale, the hyacinth, and the eggplant together.
And even
boom.
Those three look
those three
fabulous.
Nice together.
That looks
that's,
fabulous.
Spruce, light blue or whatever.
And
that
fairy
is. Bluebell and fairy tale. Bluebell, that's the city in Heart of Dixie. They live in Bluebell.
But doesn't that look pretty too? Like these, the nitpick colors go well together.
Yes. And
ooh, fedora is good. I might have to make a sweater out of that fedora color.
The fedora is like a brownish tan color.
Darkish brown.
Yeah.
Darkish brown.
The
cork is not a good color for either one of us. It makes us look like we have jaundice. It's not a good look.
It's like a tan.
It's beautiful. It just shouldn't be near either one of us. It's like cardboard color.
It does not go with either one of our
skin tones at all.
Which is funny because we're very opposite skin tones.
Hey, but some colors are bad against the skin.
Right.
And for us, it's that color.
And just to mention, if you ever have a hard time like I do in deciding on colors, my friend Deb did this with me because I needed to pick five colors that go together and they needed to be in different shades of light and dark for the contrast for my wristlet. So I went over to her office and I was like, Deb, I don't know, I need five colors. These are the original colors, which I hated, which were orange
oh,
and
so not your color scheme.
Red and horrible. I don't even want to work with them. So she's like, okay, let's look. So she went to the nitpick site, clicked on the little boxes that
mm-hmm.
they have,
the
sample
pop-up boxes.
Just dragged it over into PowerPoint, and then we have this little, whatever, 2x2 inches
mm-hmm.
boxes in PowerPoint, and we could move around and see, oh, this one goes, delete this, bring this over, back
I
and
did
forth.
That when I picked the colors for my hitchhiker.
And we spent a good 45 minutes of our lunchtime dragging color boxes
hey.
Around, you know?
You know what I do also, especially with something that's as popular as the palette, is I go look at, like, the color affection, because that takes three colors, and a shitload of people have done it. With the nitpicks, and I look at the colors they've put together, the ones I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I had a wall full of palette.
You know you can buy the sample set that's one skein of, it's like $100, $200, but you get one skein, one cake of each color.
Right, but what are you going to do with all the single colors, you know?
You can totally use it later.
All the single colors, all the single colors.
Are you single, singing single ladies?
The single colors.
Oh my God.
At least throughout the whole podcast, I didn't say,
no,
what
do
did
it.
The fox say? One and a half million people cannot be wrong.
Yes, they can. I was walking Bailey and one of my neighbors started singing it. She's like 12. I was like, stop singing that song. And she looked at me all scared. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding.
Hey, we still don't know what this fox said.
That song is so ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's a good song.
So not
good, good music.
Musicality is not your strong point. I love you to death.
I am European. We have different taste in music than Americans.
Clearly.
I remember...
That's bullshit, because I know a lot of Europeans, and it's like, they have decent taste in music.
Scooter, how much is the fish?
God, that's
trance
bad too.
Music, that's such a good song.
Oh my God, your taste in music
so
is
good.
Horrible.
Such a good song.
So crappy. And I mean that with love, because you know I love you.
How about
right
some...
Right now that's in my head. What does the fox say?
Why don't I put some Rubaroo into your head?
No.
The outro music.
Oh, come on, I'm tired and I get crazy.
No, it's that song that we were listening when you
were
in the beginning.
Yeah, that one was weird, too. Not as
that
bad
was,
as the fox song.
That was Indian music. That
I love Indian
European.
Music. I like Indian music. I just
all right.
Was unsure
on
about that
note,
song.
Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Yeah, don't be overwhelmed by our enthusiasm.
Right. Isn't it tired?
Tired, late. मैं चल गया सूरज को मैं निकल गया रूबरू रोशनी रूबरू रोशनी बाय एवरीबॉडी
बाय यॉल. Good week.